Rubius Hagrid, who admits to being expelled from Hogwarts in his third year, has enjoyed the position of gamekeeper at the school ever since, a job secured for him by Dumbledore. Last year, however, Hagrid used his mysterious influence over the headmaster to secure the additional post of Care of Magical Creatures teacher over the heads of many better qualified candidates. An alarmingly large and ferocious-looking man, Hagrid has been using his newfound authority to terrify the students in his care with a succession of horrific creatures. While Dumbledore turns a blind eye, Hagrid has maimed several pupils during a series of lessons which many admit to be very frightening. "I was attacked by a hippogriff, and my friend Vincent Crabbe got a bad bite off a flobberworm," says Draco Malfoy, a fourth-year student. "We all hate Hagrid, but we're just too scared to say anything." Hagrid has no intention of ceasing his campaign of intimidation, however. In conversation with a Daily Prophet reporter last month, he admitted breeding creatures he has dubbed blast-ended scroots, highly dangerous crosses between manticores and fire crabs. The creation of new breeds of magical creature is, of course, an activity usually closely observed by the Department for the Regulation and Control of Magical Creatures. Hagrid, it seems, considers himself to be above such petty restrictions. "I was just having some fun," he says, before hastily changing the subject. As if this were not enough, the Daily Prophet has now unearthed evidence that Hagrid is not, as he has always pretended, a pure-blood wizard. He is not, in fact, even pure human. His mother, we can exclusively reveal, is none other than the giantess Fridwulfa, whose whereabouts are currently unknown. Bloodthirsty and brutal, the giants brought themselves to the point of extinction by warring among themselves during the last century. The handful that remained joined the ranks of He Who Must Not Be Named, and were responsible for some of the worst mass muggle killings of his reign of terror. While many of the giants who served He Who Must Not Be Named were killed by aurors working against the dark side, Fridwulfa was not among them. It is possible she escaped to one of the giant communities still existing in foreign mountain ranges. If his antics during Care of Magical Creatures lessons are any guide, however, Fridwulfa's son appears to have inherited her brutal nature. In a bizarre twist, Hagrid is reputed to have developed a close friendship with the boy who brought about you-know-who's fall from power, thereby driving Hagrid's own mother, like the rest of you-know-who's supporters, into hiding. Perhaps Harry Potter is unaware of the unpleasant truth about his large friend, but Albus Dumbledore surely has a duty to ensure that Harry Potter, along with his fellow students, is warned about the dangers of associating with part giants. Harry finished reading and looked up at Ron, whose mouth was hanging open. "How did she find out?" he whispered. But that wasn't what was bothering Harry. "What do you mean, we all hate Hagrid?" Harry spat at Malfoy. "What's this rubbish about him?" he pointed at Crabbe, getting a bad bite off a flobberworm. "They haven't even got teeth!" Crabbe was sniggering, apparently very pleased with himself. "Well, I think this should put an end to the oaf's teaching career," said Malfoy, his eyes glinting. "Half-giant, and there was me, thinking he'd just swallowed a bottle of Skelligrow when he was young. None of the mummies and daddies are going to like this at all. They'll be worried he'll eat their kids.
Ha-ha! Are you paying attention over there?"
Professor Grubbly Plank's voice carried over to the boys. The girls were all clustered around the unicorn now, stroking it. Harry was so angry that the Daily Prophet article shook in his hands as he turned to stare unseeingly at the unicorn, whose many magical properties Professor Grubbly Plank was now enumerating in a loud voice, so that the boys could hear too.
"I hope she stays, that woman,"
said Parvati Patil, when the lesson had ended and they were all heading back to the castle for lunch.
"That's more what I thought Care of Magical Creatures would be like. Proper creatures, like unicorns, not monsters." "What about Hagrid?"
Harry said angrily, as they went up the steps.
"What about him?" said Parvati in a hard voice. "He can still be gamekeeper, can't he?"
Parvati had been very cool towards Harry since the ball. He supposed that he ought to have paid her a bit more attention, but she seemed to have had a good time all the same. She was certainly telling anybody who had listened that she had made arrangements to meet the boy from Beaubaton in Hogsmeade on the next weekend trip.
"That was a really good lesson," said Hermione as they entered the great hall. "I didn't know half the things Professor Grubbly Plank told us about uni—"
"Look at this!"
Harry snarled, and he shoved the Daily Prophet article under Hermione's nose. Hermione's mouth fell open as she read. Her reaction was exactly the same as Ron's.
"How did that horrible Skeeter woman find out? You don't think Hagrid told her?"
"No," said Harry, leading the way over to the Gryffindor table and throwing himself into a chair, furious.
"He never even told us, did he? I reckon she was so mad he wouldn't give her loads of horrible stuff about me, she went ferreting around to get back at him."
"Maybe she heard him telling Madame Maxime at the ball," said Hermione quietly.
"We'd have seen her in the garden," said Ron. "Anyway, she's not supposed to come into school any more. Hagrid said Dumbledore banned her."
"Maybe she's got an invisibility cloak," said Harry, ladling chicken casserole onto his plate and splashing it everywhere in his anger.
"Sort of thing she'd do, isn't it? Hide in bushes, listening to people." "Like you and Ron did, you mean?" said Hermione. "We weren't trying to hear him," said Ron indignantly. "We didn't have any choice. The stupid git talking about his giantess mother where anyone could have heard him."
"We've got to go and see him," said Harry, "this evening, after divination. Tell him we want him back."
"You do want him back?" he shot at Hermione.
Well, I'm not going to pretend it didn't make a nice change, having a proper Care of Magical Creatures lesson for once, but I do want Hagrid back, of course I do,"
Hermione added hastily, quailing under Harry's furious stare. So that evening, after dinner, the three of them left the castle once more, and went down through the frozen grounds to Hagrid's cabin. They knocked, and Fang's booming barks answered.
"Hagrid, it's us!" Harry shouted, pounding on the door. "Open up!"
He didn't answer. They could hear Fang scratching at the door, whining, but it didn't open. They hammered on it for 10 more minutes. Ron even went and banged on one of the windows, but there was no response.
"What's he avoiding us for?"
Hermione said, when they had finally given up and were walking back to the school.
"He surely doesn't think we'd care about him being half-giant."